It's K-Man's greatest hits, Gold. Hi, I'm Dr. Doug. Now, the story of Roger. Roger was a stray dog walking the streets of the Cayman Islands. It'd be common to see a very skinny, kind of emaciated Roger, a dog of mixed breeds, walking along West Bay Road and trying to find food. He spent a good portion of his early days living in a car park, and the security officers would give him food and scraps and bring him stuff. And people loved Roger. He was nice, but he was a stray, and he was dirty, and he was skinny. The Department of Agriculture got a phone call and went and picked him up. Roger walked right over to the truck. No problem. He's friendly. He was wagging his tail when DOA picked him up. Well, they picked him up and were taking him, and the plan was to euthanize Roger. Roger joined us on Gold with his owner, James, who adopted him, and listened to how the story from the streets of the Cayman Islands in Georgetown, scrounging for food, led to first-class flights on BA, certification, and rock star status for a stray dog from the Humane Society. James starts the story by telling us what breed of dog Roger is.
He's a Cayman Mutt, but we had his DNA tested, and he's a cross of a Belgian Malinois, German Shepherd, and Japanese Akita.
Dog of any breeds, and a sweet dog that he is. He was a stray. What was his life like before you met him, like in his younger days? What was he doing here in the Cayman Islands?
Basically, he was born and lived in a car park in Georgetown. Unfortunately, the car park's cutie guard fed him on a regular basis.
So the overnight guy would feed him, right, yep, probably?
That's right. And one of the office workers actually volunteers at Humane Society and then noticed one day that he stopped turning up. He wasn't there. And Humane Society checked with the DOA, and he'd been picked up by a dog catcher and was facing euthanasia.
No!
Yep.
All right, so now he's on death row, basically.
Correct, yeah, which is just tragic.
And just hours probably left until it's death row for this dog, right? So he at this point is just a stray, and he's like a homeless person. And what happened then? How did you get involved with this?
So Humane Society fortunately took him and protected him and looked after him, and he was in the shelter. I was on island for about 2-3 months, and I turned up to Humane Society to volunteer to walk some dogs.
Good
and
for you.
Met Roger. Who just stole my heart straight away.
You fell in love with him.
Straight away, instantly.
Good, man, that's so awesome. Yeah, you know when you know with a dog. Next door, Ted, Tim's got that with Ted. He fell in love with Ted, and now he's like, Ted's his like soulmate now, kind of. Anyway, so what happened? You end up adopting him.
Ended up fostering initially and then adopting him.
Great.
And then it was an unbelievable bond between the two of us. His constant sort of focus on me was unrivaled.
Yeah.
It really was. You know, they say dogs are human's best friend.
Right.
But this dog in particular was just obscenely obedient.
Okay.
And
now, something happened with you. You had some medical issues. And tell us about that.
Yes, unfortunately, just over 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with a heart condition. And I went numerous tests with a cardiologist here on island. And during all these tests, we did notice that before the condition worsened, that Roger would actually start to act very strange around me. He would start trying to jump at me and bizarrely sniff my armpits.
So when you are struggling and starting to not feel well, all of a sudden Roger's spazzing out and sensing something with you.
Yes, it was actually before I felt unwell. So it was a couple of hours before he would start sniffing and licking me quite profusely, especially my armpits. And I told the cardiologist about this, and what they determined was, as my body was trying to fight the problem with the heart getting out of sync, etc., it would produce cortisol and adrenaline. Now, Roger would be smelling this way before I'd get any of the symptoms.
Of course.
So it was like an early warning system.
I mean, dog sense of smell are crazy. I mean, like right now, he can smell the hot dogs at Esso across the street. I'm not kidding, right? That's what they say. Within miles, they can smell sandwiches up the street.
Yeah.
So he's sensing this with you.
Mm-hmm. And as I went under more and more tests at the cardiologist to monitor the severity of the condition, but the precursors to the onset of the heart getting stressed, Roger detected at least 1 to 2 hours before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This dog has saved your life.
So actually, in the last 2 years, the heart was thickening from the condition, which is bad. And in my most recent scan, it's thinned by over a millimeter. So it started to regress.
God bless you.
That's down to Roger giving me early warning signs.
Amen. And man, if you wouldn't have been to the Humane Society and if you wouldn't have crossed paths with Roger, this wouldn't happen. And I might not be talking to you right now, sir.
That's correct. You know, on one hand, I saved a dog. On the other hand, he saved me.
Now, what you've done with him, you've kind of turned him into a service dog. Almost he's a service dog, technically, right?
That's right. No, he is. He's a fully registered service dog and licensed in the United States and in the European Union. Basically, he got assessed by a canine tactical trainer and assessor and certified after he completed all the training and assessment. He's flown about 20 times with me on American Airlines and British Airways.
Right.
He's been to Italy, London, all
wow.
over the United States,
Here
Mexico.
Here is a former homeless dog, hours from being euthanized in the Cayman Islands, and now he's on, you know, he's flying first class and BA flights and climbing big mountains.
That's right, absolutely. You know, my whole mountaineering we've started is to raise awareness.
Yeah.
This is such an awesome dog, as you just said, who was facing euthanasia, which is just tragic. And we had an opportunity to raise awareness and raise funds. And I thought, what is the most bizarre thing I could do to get people's attention?
Yeah.
I'm on a desert island where the highest place is 57 feet. So
right.
I thought, okay, well, let's go to 11,000 feet where it is freezing cold on a glacier with lots of snow to get people to pay attention.
Right.
And Roger, being as obedient as he is and well-trained, absolutely can fly anywhere in the world. He on the mountain, we got him protective gear. We got him little snow boots. We got him a thermal down jacket, which can take minus 20.
What a smart, sweet, life-saving, amazing dog. And this dog was a homeless dog in the Cayman Islands, walking the streets here, and hours away from being euthanized from the Department of Environment.
That's right.
Agriculture, DOA, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's had his chance, he's taken his chance, and now he wants to help all his cousins that are still in the shelter. There's many other dogs like him who need a home.
Right.
And people continue to bring in dogs from overseas. They pay a fortune to fly them in from a breeder.
How much would a dog like this, with his training and papers and all the stuff, now that he's a rock star dog, how much would that dog cost?
He would be at least $10,000 if somebody wanted to purchase with his level of training and certification.
Yeah.
At least. And they can go up to $60,000.
There's a term in the States called, he has gone from Skid Row to Park Avenue.
Yeah.
Literally has. God bless you. Thank you. That story just made my morning.
Absolutely. So I'm on Go Get Funding. And it's Summiting for Dogs.
All right.
That's the page. It's on the Facebook of Humane Society.
Great.
As well.
I'll link it to Gold's.
Perfect. But the more money we raise, and the more importantly, the awareness we raise, is adopt and don't shop.
James, it's very nice meeting you. And Roger is very special. Very special. See the picture of Roger on the top of a mountain summit at 11,000 feet. See the picture of Roger's awesome snow boots and goggles and jacket. See Roger as he hangs with his owner, James, and James's big smile. Thanks to Roger. Look at how Roger's life was saved, but he really saved James's. All the pictures on Gold's social media platforms. Social media at Gold Cayman on Instagram and Facebook.